This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Angola today exchanged several agreements in various fields, including agriculture, traditional medicine and culture. The agreements were exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary, Economic Relations, Damu Ravi said the Prime Minister offered a defence line of credit worth $200 million in Indian rupees. He said Angola will be sourcing defence equipment from India. Mr. Ravi also mentioned that discussions are already underway with Indian and private and public sector companies regarding various items to be procured.
Three memorandum of understandings were concluded today in the presence of the two leaders. One is pertaining to cooperation agriculture, the second is cultural cooperation, and the third is in the area of traditional medicine and Ayurveda. During the visit, Angola expressed interest to join International Solar Alliance, and to that effect, they have delivered the framework agreement, which will, in course of time, formally induct them as a member of the International Solar Alliance.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, after a meeting, President João Lourenço of Angola, reaffirmed that terrorism is a serious threat to humanity and expressed gratitude for Angola's condolences following the Pahalgam terror attack. In his joint press statement, PM Modi emphasized India's commitment to taking firm and decisive action against terrorists and their supporters, thanking Angola for its support in combating cross-border terrorism. He said, India and Angola are in agreement that terrorism is the greatest threat to humanity.
पहलगाम में हुए आतंकी हमले में मारे गए लोगों के प्रति राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो और अंगोला की संवेदनाओं के लिए मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त किया. वी आर कमिटेड टू टेक फर्म एंड डिसिसिव एक्शन अगेंस्ट टेररिस्ट एंड दोज हु सपोर्ट देम. वी थैंक अंगोला फॉर देयर सपोर्ट इन अवर फाइट अगेंस्ट क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म.
India has banned direct or indirect imports from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. The Indian government has also suspended the exchange of all categories of inbound mail and parcels. The third day of the inaugural Waves Summit 2025 witnessed an insightful session titled Spotify House, Evolution of Folk Music in India at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. Hosted under the Waves Cultural and Concerts segment, the session brought together leading voices from India's folk music and cultural space for a conversation on the living tradition of folk. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today unveiled India's live events economy, a strategic growth imperative, a first-of-its-kind white paper during the Waves Summit in Mumbai. The white paper presents a comprehensive analysis of India's rapidly expanding live entertainment industry, highlighting emerging trends, growth trajectories, and strategic recommendations for the sector's continued evolution. The report highlights that India's organized live events segment expanded by 15%, generating an estimated incremental revenue of 13 billion rupees in 2024. It also notes that event tourism has surged dramatically, with nearly 500,000 fans traveling between cities specifically to attend live music events. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today said that Waves Bazaar 2025 has garnered over 1,000 crore rupees of business. Waves Bazaar, the flagship global market initiative of the Waves Summit in Mumbai, has emerged as a powerful catalyst for international collaboration in the media and entertainment industry. In IPL cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.